Large white sculptures and the huge cross dominate the horizon along the highway in the province of Leyte. Each marks a mass grave holding victims of Super Typhoon Haiyan, which killed an estimated 7,500 people here when it slammed into the coast on November 8, 2013. 16-year-old Nordin Boko is among the tens of thousands of survivors in the Visayas region.
Our house, which was by the road, was carried away by huge waves of seawater that separated the members of our family. I swallowed a lot of water, but was saved by tree trunks and houses that I held on to. I was crying hard. I lost hope, and I just prayed while fighting for my life in open water. One of my siblings died.
Many in the area did not understand the full magnitude of the typhoon before it hit or have contingency plans. In the immediate aftermath of the disaster, a theater group known as the Philippine Educational Theater Association, or PETA, went to area shelters to work with local survivors still in shock. Michelle Kalinawan recalls her first contact with the group.
Sa amin kasi talaga totally washed out.
Our house was totally washed out, so we had to stay at the evacuation center. My mind was blank and I was only looking for food and missing relatives. PETA from Manila made us go through drawing and play activities to express our feelings and think about our next plan. I next helped in evacuation centers. I was healing while others healed too.
Now PETA is using its talents to teach about prevention and disaster mitigation. Yayin de la Cruz coordinates PETA's Creative Campaigns in Schools project.
We believe in the power of theater not only to entertain, but also to transform the community. So PETA first explored theater for psychosocial support and disaster risk reduction.
The theater workshops place emphasis on heeding disaster warnings, particularly when it comes to early evacuation, and to take concrete steps to always be ready for any disaster. For example, to store important documents in a waterproof bag along with a flashlight. When it comes to sharing experiences, they make use of drama, visuals, music, movements, and creative writing. PETA organizes workshops between local artists, students, and teachers, like this one at the San Joaquin Central School. Editha Maceda is a longtime teacher here. She says 67 of more than 400 pupils perished from the typhoon, including the 6th grade graduating valedictorian.
They enjoy and they love to move. Not like in usual seminar that they sit down. This is the most enjoyable one. Like for example, in identifying hazard and disaster, there are pictures that they have to choose. And the children now are more resilient and they are aware of what is happening around. And first and foremost, the children would remind me, Mom, it's already signal number 2. We have to go home.
Yayin de la Cruz says part of healing is feeling prepared for a disaster. In the workshops, the children rehearse to explore problems and solutions.
Ang first picture ng ibang mga bata,
like before the typhoon, they depict their father to be drinking wine, children to be wasting time on mobile phones and computer games. After the typhoon, they depict themselves to be listening to news, asking their parents how they can be of help, and managing their garbage so they don't clog the drain.
The 16-year-old who survived the storm by clinging to floating wood is now able to sing with others and to pursue a better life.
Now I have the courage to share and to inspire others like me, because I'm a survivor. I used to hide under the blanket so I wouldn't even hear the drops of rain. Theater helped me get over the trauma.
And Nordin tells the world through a song that while there is life, there is hope to realize her dream. FSRN, Madonna Virola, Leyte, Province.